This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Starting next year, residents of Colorado and Washington State will be able to buy marijuana legally without a prescription. The economic implications of that are big, and not everyone is happy about it, including the Mexican drug cartels, which make as much as half their money selling marijuana in the U.S. Enrique Acevedo has been covering this story for Univision. Good morning, Enrique.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you've been reporting on efforts here in the U.S. to legalize marijuana. What have you found?
Well, first of all, we were in Seattle reporting on how the state's going to implement these recreational marijuana laws. And it was shocking for me, after having covered the war on drugs in Mexico in places like Juarez or Monterrey, to see grow houses and medical dispensaries and people smoking on the street. That led me to do some research on how this legalization movement in the states, how's that going to affect drug cartels in Mexico. And I found this fascinating report that says that 20 to 30% of the drug cartel businesses, in some cases up to 50%, comes from marijuana trade. And that's going to be affected by this legalization movement in the states. We're talking about a potential $200 billion market.
Wow. And that kind of, I would imagine, puts Mexican drug cartels in a strange position of being aligned with the government on the drug policy.
It actually does, because as you know, marijuana is still illegal under federal law. It's a Schedule I drug, just like heroin, considered just like heroin. So they're sharing an interest here with Mexican drug cartels for different reasons, but they're on the same side of the argument.
And from what I understand, there are some efforts in other parts of Latin America to change drug policies as well, right?
This comes at a very interesting moment, because Washington seems to be caught between what its own citizens are trying to do and what Latin American countries are asking from Washington. Like Colombia, for example, President Santos has asked for a new way to approach the war on drugs. And, you know, we've known what Colombia's history has been like in this panorama. But also Uruguay, the Senate is going to vote on a bill that's already passed through the lower chamber, and it looks like they're going to legalize the production, consumption, and commercialization of marijuana in that country. It is like Mexico City are also discussing bills. So, you know, it's very interesting to see how Washington is going to react and how this whole discussion on a political level, on a regional level, might have economic implications for criminal organizations like the drug cartels.
Univision's Enrique Acevedo in Miami. Enrique, thank you.
Thank you so much.